Listen online or download from the RN website.
Hi, Paul Barclay with you on RN online or on your mobile. This is Big Ideas. Thanks for joining me. It's been six decades since the start of the civil rights movement in the US, but racial justice is still far from being achieved. There's possibly no greater symbol of the injustice that persists than the massive boom in the US prison population since 1970. An extraordinary one in three black male babies born today will end up imprisoned at some point in their lifetime, many of them for crimes committed while they were kids. US lawyer Brian Stevenson is a tireless campaigner against racial injustice and mass incarceration. Here he is speaking at the Perth Festival. He's talking firstly about how books and ideas can change the world.
I grew up in a poor community, and my family didn't have a lot of money, but my mom actually went into debt so we could have Dr. Seuss books. And I used to take these books, and I actually got in trouble because I would grab three or four and I would hide them so my brothers and sisters wouldn't be able to find them. But I loved them because when I started reading Dr. Seuss, it was like going to a different world. And it allowed me to imagine things that I hadn't imagined before. It allowed me to see things I hadn't seen before. And it created this relationship to the written word that actually began to make me believe that anything was possible. When I got to college and I started reading all of these great, amazing authors, I was very into Russian literature, so I loved Dostoevsky and Tolstoy and the way in which they seemed to be shaking the world through these narratives. I was quite persuaded if we try hard enough, we can change the world. We can always make it different. We can make it better. We can actually advance something. What do we do to protect basic human rights? What do we do to achieve social justice? And I want to talk about this because I'm persuaded that there are a few things that all of us can do to change the world, to actually make the world a just place. I'm a lawyer, and by training, I spend most of my time talking to lawyers, and I spend most of my time helping people who've got very complicated legal problems. But the problem and the challenge of changing the world, I think, is universal. Let me contextualize my work a little bit. So I've been practicing in the United States for about 30 years, and I've been witness to this horrific development in America that has really transformed our country. Until 1972, America had a very stable prison population of about 250,000 people. But beginning in the early 1970s, we changed. We became corrupted, in my opinion, by the politics of fear and anger. And our prison population went from about 300,000 in 1972 to 2.3 million today. The United States now has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. We have 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's imprisoned. We've got 6 million people on probation or parole. We've got 68 million Americans with criminal arrests, which means that when they apply for a job, they're going to be disadvantaged by that arrest history. There are collateral consequences of mass incarceration that have been devastating, particularly in poor and minority communities. Right now, the Bureau of Justice is reporting that one in three black male babies born in America is expected to go to jail or prison during his lifetime. One in three. That wasn't true in the 20th century, that wasn't true in the 19th century, that became true in the 21st century. The number of women who've gone to prison has increased 640% in the last 20 years, and 70% of these women are single parents with minor children. So when we send these women to prison, we also send their children into conditions of foster care and neglect and abuse and transience that ultimately leaves many of them disrupted and scarred. Not only do we put a lot of people in jails and prisons, we execute people. We have a death penalty. We put children in jails and prisons for very long prison sentences. About half the people in our prisons are mentally disabled. And you could look at all of these problems and quickly decide, wow, what a problem, what a mess. Glad I don't have to deal with that.